We'll move down to number 5 on our agenda, informational items. We'll hear from Secretary Roebling an update, the last day of the 2024 legislative session. Secretary.
Well, thank you, Madam Chair and members of the Commission. Kevin Roebling here, Secretary at the Game Fish and Parks. And yes, it is the last day of the 2024 legislative session. So a great session it has been as well. We carried a lot of different bills, and I'll cover those bills. And we're also playing defense on a few bills as well. And everything turned out very, very well for the Department of Game Fish and Parks. The first bill I want to talk about, a bill that we did carry, is Senate Bill 55. This was the park entrance license bill. This bill is now going to eliminate the abilities for a customer to buy one park entrance license at full price and then the second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth at half price. However, this bill does not impact the combination license. So our customers still have the abilities to get a combination license, which is a buy one, get one half off. This bill does take away the option, though, to buy one, get the third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh at half off. So there is going to be a change here that will take effect July 1st within our park system and on our Go Outdoors website. Until that time, though, the buy one at full price, get the third, fourth, fifth will still be an option up until July 1st. The other part of this is it does eliminate the abilities for the single license where the coupon was existing. The coupon will no longer be an option when we sell a single. That is the other part of the piece of legislation that was passed that will be removed. So when folks come into the Go Outdoors website or come into one of our offices, they'll have the option to buy a single. Again, no coupon will be in attached to that single, or they'll be able to buy a combination. The combination does include the buy one, get one half off. So a couple big changes coming to our park users. However, we do feel like it is a great benefit for our staff to easier handle those situations, or we don't have to ask for vehicle registration, proof of insurance, anything such as that when you buy a third, fourth, fifth at half price. So still a good deal to be had when you folks buy that combination, because they can get that one at half off, and you can buy as many as you want as far as the combination goes, the buy one at full price and the second at half price. Moving down the list, we did have another bill that we carried was Senate Bill 54. This was a bill that was about the residency requirements to obtain your residency in South Dakota, not necessarily to become a resident, but to obtain your residency. It really talked a lot about having a domicile within South Dakota. And then if you lived outside of South Dakota for a greater amount of 180 days, you were no longer considered a resident. Before that time, it really came down to the intent to reside. That was what the statute really talked about before. Well, there's a lot of different ways to, you know, claim your intent to reside in South Dakota to continue becoming or being a South Dakota resident. So this is a little more black and white. A lot of good questions on this throughout session. A lot of good discussion. This bill did get through both chambers and signed by the governor, which will give us a great tool for our law enforcement officers to have a more black and white definition as to when folks do lose their residency requirements. Again, if you're outside the state, residing in a different place, your domicile's outside of the state for more than 180 days, you would lose your resident privileges here in South Dakota. A bill that we didn't quite get across the finish line, but we did bring, was SB 56. This was an e-bike bill. It really was allowing the use of e-bikes on the Mickelson Trail, all classes of e-bikes on the Mickelson Trail right now. Class 1s and 2s are allowed. And class 3s are not. Lots of conversations across South Dakota and many other states in regards to the use of e-bikes. E-bikes are evolving in technology, just the overall use of them, pedal assist versus, you know, completely motor operated, if you will. That sort of e-bike technology is really advancing as we see e-bikes being a more utilized outdoor recreational opportunity. This bill did not get out of, it got out of the Senate, actually amended, and we tabled our own bill. We just felt like at that time we wanted to have a little more conversation with our user groups, concerned citizens, along with the commission and many other parties, and we'll continue talking about the use of e-bikes on the Mickelson Trail and many other places throughout the state. This isn't a conversation just with Game Fish and Parks, so there's conversations going on with city councils, counties, the whole works in regards to different rules and regulations when it comes to e-bikes. So more discussions to come on regulations on e-bikes. As we see, again, this opportunity increase in popularity, we'll continue having those conversations even here with the commission body, so be aware with that. A couple other bills that we helped get across the finish line, another bill that we did bring, I should cover this one first, is House Bill 1064. This was an appropriation bill for Lake Elvin Newell. This bill was the tune of about $1.96 million, I believe, was the appropriated amount within that bill for Lake Elvin and Newell spillways to finish the construction of those projects. We did get that bill passed, and we did get it out of both chambers as well. So that will definitely help us complete the project at Lake Elvin in particular. Lake Newell spillway is about done. We did have a $5.6 million appropriation back in, it would have been 2022. This will give us the amount to complete that project. Again, the bid estimates at the time back in 22 were a little less than the actual construction cost, so we were a little under budget, and we had to finish out that budget with this extra request. So good news there for the Department of Game Fish and Parks, ensuring that we can take care of those spillways, those dam infrastructure projects, and in this case, we got to use general funds to do so. Two bills that we didn't carry, but we definitely were a big part of, and we asked some bill sponsors to carry, was Senate Bill 173. This is the Land and Roanland Elk Bill. Lots of discussions on this. This bill only pertains to the prairie units in South Dakota. It only pertains to residents. It only pertains to antlerless elk, and it only pertains to land owned or operated by that individual. So lots of different stipulations within rule, or within statute, my apologies. However, the rest of the story needs to be put together by this body right here, the GFP Commission. So as far as acreage requirements, as far as elk use days, we are going to be coming before you here likely next month with a package, or at least some proposal that for you folks to consider in regards to when does a landowner-owned-land elk license be then come eligible for landowners on the prairie that have depredation issues in units of potentially decreased objective, so we can use this as a proactive management tool. That is the whole idea behind this. This is a proactive management tool where we have too many elk on the prairie. We'd like to proactively be able to manage them and ensure that that producer, that landowner, has the abilities then, if they don't draw a bull tag in the first draw, to at least then get an over-the-counter antlerless elk license if they are unsuccessful at drawing an elk license in the general draw. So this will be more discussions to come. We're going to be putting those packages together here in the next few weeks with the Wildlife Division. I know Tom will be working on that, and we'll be presenting that to you here either next month or the following. So we'd like to get that implemented here for the 2024 hunting season, because there are places in the prairie units especially where we are seeing a few too many elk, and we'd like to proactively manage those elk utilizing this opportunity. The other bill, and last but not least, I believe this was the last one on my list, was House Bill 1119. This bill was a habitat conservation license plate bill. Really exciting moment for South Dakota. We just signed this, the governor signed this bill at Pheasant Fest in front of a large crowd. Really puts the overall concept of habitat awareness on the back of your vehicle. And that's really exciting about it. I call it a roving billboard, if you will. So we'll get the opportunity then to buy a habitat plate at the county courthouses. These license plates will come on sale March 1st of 2025. So we're going to have a little time here to get this thing developed, get it programmed. We're working closely with the Department of Revenue to ensure that the process is complete before we launch this out to our customers or to the customers of South Dakota. But ultimately, you'll have like an emblem plate. However, the emblem plate will have habitat in the background, perennial grasses, a nice blue sky, you know, a nice South Dakota scene. And then from there, you can actually will be able to go on our website, Go Outdoors, our Game Fish and Parks website, and purchase the habitat emblem or the decal sticker. Right now, those sticker options include a deer, a pheasant, a passquaw, or even a meadowlark. So there'll be a lot of different options for folks that are willing or wanting to give to habitat conservation. The money then that is used to purchase that sticker will go directly into habitat conservation and put more habitat in the landscape. And that's a very exciting thing here in South Dakota. So we're excited to launch this again. March 1st of 2025 will be when those license plates will come on sale. Learning or getting a few more design templates put together, and I'm sure we'll have a nice reveal here hopefully in the next few months. So, yeah, exciting project, and it's crazy to think South Dakota didn't have one of these because a lot of our surrounding neighbors do. So we're excited to get this done, and thank you to Governor Noem for her support. And we had Representative Baumuller and Senator Tobin carry this nice piece of legislation for us. So, Yeah, and that is really the bills that I wanted to cover here today. It was a busy legislative session and a very good one. Just want to thank all the staff that were involved in this. It is a team effort, no doubt. We have a lot of discussions, a lot of early morning meetings, a lot of late night meetings, a lot of gatherings we have to attend. I just want to thank my leadership team. They've done a phenomenal job. Jeff, Tom, Scott, Liz, Nick. I'm sure there's many others. Nick, I got another Nick, so we have two Nicks. So Nick Squared, I'll call it that. Chad and Al, and Sean Lyons as well. Those folks sit on our, and Sam, I almost forgot Sam. Sorry, buddy. Those folks sit on our legislative task force. They're a very, very integral part of our day-to-day operations, and it does. It takes a team. So thanks, everyone, for that. And, looking forward to getting some of these things implemented here. July 1st, most of them will take effect. And, Madam Chair, back to you with any questions.
Any questions for the Secretary on the legislative update? Real quick, Secretary, I know it wasn't a department bill, but you mentioned Representative Baumuller. We now will have two choices for colors that we could wear for hunting season.
Yes, Madam Chair, that is absolutely correct. That is House Bill 1228 was signed into law here just the other day. So that is something that will also be implemented here in the hunting season of 2024. We'll see not only people in blaze orange out pursuing big game, but also blaze pink will be a legal color here in South Dakota. For small game or big game hunting. So, yes, a change here on the horizon on the 2024 hunting season. We'll see a different color potentially out there as well.
Very good. And I just want to echo what you said. Thank you to all of your staff. It is a grind to work the legislative session and educate 105 or 106 individuals. Job well done. Thank you, guys. And today is the end for a short time.